You could say it's like something out of Little Shop of Horrors, a nasty, giant plant that could lead to blistering, permanent scars, even permanent blindness. It's called the giant hogweed, and they found one near Battle Creek. Gretchen Voile is with the Michigan State University Extension Service. Tell us about this giant hogweed, Gretchen. What's particularly nasty about this thing?
Well, for one thing, it does live up to its name. It is giant. But the problem is the plant has sap in it. And if the sap gets on your skin and your skin is exposed to ultraviolet light, as in like sunlight, it can cause the skin to literally blister right up or turn black. And there are people who have been scarred by this, that the discoloration of the skin never goes away. But if you get whacked in the eyes with it, the sap from the plant can cause permanent blindness, which is something none of us want to invest in.
As nasty plants go, this is pretty high up there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely what you call a touch-me-not.
Now, where did this plant come from? Where did the giant hogweed come from?
It's European in origin, and some of the seeds were brought here, and from what I've read, there were some that were actually brought, well over 100 years ago to the Upper Peninsula, and some of the people who were mining copper up there, their wives brought them so they could have some lovely plant that made them think of home. I'm guessing it was a lovely plant that they didn't touch.
I would guess.
So that never really spread out of there. But as far as we can figure out, it has been a kind of a combination of people getting seeds from someone else that had them with the idea, I'm going to grow something bigger than any of my friends have, and growing one in the garden. And occasionally they escape from domestication because the seeds float just like little canoes. And if they landed in a water source, they could float quite a distance. So it's been unusual to find any more than one plant or a plant in a cultivated place, as in somebody knew they had something extraordinarily large and was just told not to touch it, but they didn't know what it was.
Ooh, and didn't know what it could do to you. And did I hear this right? It could take up to 48 hours for this reaction to happen, so you may not even know you got, you've been bothered and touched by a giant hogweed?
Yeah, that's true. But I guess the other thing is that because of the immense size of this plant, and right now it should be well over 8 feet tall, that should have been some clue that, you know, you touched Godzilla, something was wrong here. And if you touch something like this, the immediate thing is to run lots and lots of clean water over it, and at that point seek medical help. So if you thought for any reason you came in contact with it, it's not going to involve any more than just getting to running water and rubbing and rubbing. I would be much more concerned if whatever it was got into your eyes. But the chances of coming in contact with it, you probably have a better chance of having a leprechaun sitting in your back seat when you come out today.
Oh, well, that's kind of reassuring. And we know that they found one of these plants near Battle Creek, and Calhoun County health officials are warning people to be cautious. What are we looking for? You say this thing could be 8 feet tall. What else does it look like?
It has very large, unevenly lobed leaves, and the leaves can be up to 5 feet across. So we're talking gigantic. It looks like something out of a dinosaur movie. It must be something from long, long ago to be this large. It has stems on the plant that are hollow. They're kind of grooved on the outside, but they're purple blotched with the green, and they have hair standing out on them. They look like a little clear, transparent, almost like plastic hair standing out. And when you break one of the hairs, those are the ones that have the liquid in it. And so right where the big leaves join the plant, there's a really heavy collar of hairs in that area. And the flower, and they should be blooming very soon if they aren't already, are going to be very large white flower clusters that make you think of Queen Anne's lace on steroids. And they're very rounded on the top rather than being flat like an awful lot of the other plants are. And the flower could be up to 2 feet across.
This thing's a
so
behemoth.
We're looking at something that is going to make you feel like, honey, I got shrunk. You're looking up at something that's so enormous that it's like, I can't believe they made something this big. So that would be attracting your attention, because at this time of the year, you're not going to be looking at something that's going to be an ankle biter. This is going to be monstrous.
Gretchen Voyle with the Michigan State University Extension Service. Pleasure to talk with you, Gretchen. Thank you so very much.
Thank you for your time.